recorded.
Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
We're talking about everything but not limited to looks like doing a podcast anymore. Gonna be called in. I'm sure anybody really listens. David forgets about it half the time. So, why are we even doing it? I don't know. But, I also have a girlfriend now and I have a life. So, I'm usually busy with her in the evenings, and so I probably won't be doing a podcast anymore. not busy with her right now, but... You know, yeah. So, I'm going to do Ron Paul and maybe iterate on what he has to say and then call it a day. All right, you guys have a good one.
Da, 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 da. Where is Ron Paul? Here we go.
Update for Monday, June 12th. Just when you thought our theory of politics could not get any worse, it did. The U.S. military twice attacked Syrian government forces from a military base that is illegally occupied inside Syria. According to the Pentagon, the attacks on the Syrian government forces were defensive because the Syrian fighters were approaching a U.S. self-declared deconfliction zone inside Syria. The Syrian forces were pursuing ISIS in the area, but the U.S. attack ended. The U.S. is training yet another rebel group fighting from that base located near the border of Iraq at Al-Tam, and it claims that Syrian government forces pose a threat to U.S. military presence there. But the Pentagon has forgotten one thing. It has no authority to be in Syria in the first place. Neither the U.S. Congress nor the U.N. Security Council has authorized a U.S. military presence inside Syria. So what gives the Trump administration the right to set up military bases on foreign soil without the permission of that government? Why are we violating the sovereignty of Syria and attacking its military as they are fighting ISIS? Why does Washington claim that its primary mission in Syria is to defeat ISIS while taking military action that benefits ISIS? The Pentagon issued a statement saying its presence in Syria is necessary because the Syrian government is not strong enough to defeat ISIS on its own. But the de-escalation zone, agreed upon by the Syrians, Russians, Iranians, and Turks, have led to a reduction in fighting and a possible end to the six-year war. Even if true that the Syrian military is weakened, its weakness is due to 6 years of U.S.-sponsored rebels fighting to overthrow it. What is this really all about? Why does the U.S. military occupy the space inside Syria? It's partly because about preventing the Syrians and Iraqis from working together to fight ISIS, but I think it's mostly about Iran. If the Syrians and Iraqis join up to fight ISIS with the help of the Iranian allies via militia, the U.S. believes it will strengthen Iran's hand in the region. President Trump has recently confirmed that Iran's hand was in the war. That is not to say that Iran is perfect, but does it make any sense to jump into the Sunni-Shia conflict on either side? The Syrians, along with their Russian and Iranian allies, are defeating ISIS and Al-Qaeda. As Kennedy Trump said, what's so bad about that? We were told that the Syrian government was allowed to liberate Aleppo from Al-Qaeda. Assad would kill thousands who were trapped there. But the opposite has happened, returning to normal in Aleppo. The Christian minority there celebrates Easter for the first time in several years. They are rebuilding. Can't we finally just leave the Syrians alone? When you get to the point where your actions are helping ISIS, whether it's intended to or not, perhaps it's time to stop. It's past time for the U.S. to abandon its dangerous and counterproductive Syria policy and just bring the truth home. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, Sunday.
To repeat the announcement.
Okay, I was actually able to hang up on it this time, where normally I'm not. Yeah. Whether it's intended to or not, Ron Paul said, I am under the interpretation, whatever my interpretation is, it's highly intended. They're funding both sides. You know, the New World Order is, anyways. They don't want to solve the problem. They created the problem. Why would they want to solve the problem? They create a problem, and then they advocate a solution for the problem, which puts more and more power into their hands, and into the hands of like-minded criminals to follow them into office. It's all about the increase in the size, the cost, and the reach and the power of government. What do people with power want? They want more power. You know, I don't know. It's just a fucking bunch of bullshit. Anyways, I don't know. We need to quit funding this stupid war. It's our tax dollars that's paying for this bloodshed. So if you are funding this war, then you're a murderer. That's all I have to say about that. So that concludes the DD&D podcast for today. What is today? June 17th. I don't know that we'll have another one, but if we do, we'll be here Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central during the summer and in the winter. And in the winter, it'll be 7 p.m. Central. So, if you want to know if the podcast is going to be going or not, call David Ray. So if you want to do the podcast, call us ahead of time and let us know that you want to do a podcast. I'm not sure that my girlfriend's going to want to do a podcast, but I don't know. If she's interested in doing it, then I might continue it. I'll shut their ear thingies, earbuds in my car for music. Anyways, I've been ready to quit doing the podcast for a little while, and I just don't think we have any callers or listeners. Well, we don't have any callers, and I don't think we really have too many listeners. So what's the point? I don't know. So we'll see what the future holds, but it's not looking like we're going to be continuing this podcast. But if we do, you'll find all the details at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And you can call us ahead of time. You can find our information at DavidDavidAndDavid.com. And, yeah. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.